The daffodils are in bloom. The grass is turning green. The trees are all in flowers. Don't you just love it?
花儿开了，然后到处都是绿色。大家有没有很喜欢，很欢迎春天？
Well, I want to speak to you again about the resurrection this Sunday.
今天我们要一起再来聊一聊关于复活。
So often at Christmas, we spend the whole month of December talking about Christmas.
去年冬天十二月的时候，我们一直在讲圣诞节。
But when it comes to the resurrection, we only deal with it on one Sunday.
但是关于这个复活节，我们好像只讲了一个周日。
And yet the resurrection is the main focus of our faith.
其实复活其实是我们信仰当中一个非常重要的一个元素。
The Bible says if the resurrection wasn't true, our faith is in vain.
圣经曾经说过，如果耶稣没有死而复活，那么我们信的也是徒然。
So I've entitled my message today, See and Tell.
所以今天我的这个正道主题就是看见就传扬。
Now you've probably heard show and tell. Well, I'm going to speak about see and tell.
大家可能去看过一些剧叫显示，然后就传扬。那我们今天要讲看见就传扬。
A woman looked out the window of her home, and she was horrified to see her dog shaking the life out of their neighbor's pet rabbit.
一个妇人她透过她的窗子往外看，看见的时候特别的害怕，看见她自己的狗正在咬着这个兔子，邻居家的兔子。
Now these families had not gotten along all that well as neighbors, and this certainly was not going to make matters any better.
这个妇人跟附近的邻居处得不是很好她的狗做这件事情只会让事情更糟。
And so the woman grabbed a broom and she went outside and she began hitting the dog until he dropped the rabbit.
所以这个妇人赶紧拿起扫把扫帚，然后跑到外面，然后一直拼命地打他的狗，直等到让狗将兔子放下。
By this time, the rabbit was covered with dog spit and blood and was extremely dead.
而此时，这个兔子它浑身都是覆盖的是狗吐的东西，然后到处都是鲜血，基本上这个兔子已经快死了。
So what was she going to do?
那这个妇人该怎么办呢？
Well, she lifted the rabbit with the end of the broom and she brought it into the house.
然后这个妇人呢就把兔子直接拎到了她的浴室。
And she dumped it in the bathtub and turned the water on.
然后他把这个兔子放在浴缸里，然后打开了水。
And when the water running over the rabbit was clean, she turned it over and she rinsed the other side.
然后他就把兔子这边洗了洗，然后再翻过来把兔子那边也洗了洗。
Now by this time she had a plan.
然后这个时候他也想不出来还能做什么。
So with her hair dryer, she blew the rabbit dry.
然后他就拿他的吹风机给这个兔子吹干了。
And then using an old comb, she groomed the rabbit until it looked pretty good.
然后她还甚至拿一个很老旧的这个梳子，把这个兔毛也梳得很顺。
And then when the neighbor wasn't watching, she hopped over the fence between the yards and sneaked across the neighbor's backyard, and she propped the rabbit up in its cage.
然后她左右看看，趁她邻居不注意的时候，她就跳过邻居的栏杆围栏，然后赶紧去到邻居家的后院。
No way was she going to take the blame for this.
所以她不想为这个事背锅。
Well, about an hour later, she heard some screams coming from the neighbor's yard.
然后没等一会儿，她就听见她邻居在自己家里大喊。
And she ran outside pretending she didn't know what was the problem.
然后她就走出了自己家门，假装她什么都不知道。
And the neighbor came running over to the fence, her color just drained from her face.
然后就看见他的邻居整个一边大叫，整个脸都惨白。
Our rabbit, she blubbered. He died 2 weeks ago. We buried him, and now he's back.
他喊道：“我们的兔子，我们的兔子，他两周前死了，我们埋了他，现在他又回来了。”
Resurrections, supposed or real, have a way of shaking people up.
所以复活呢，能使人们觉醒。
And so it is with the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
同样的，耶稣的复活也能让我们觉醒。
It can literally turn your life around if you let it.
耶稣的复活能够让我们的生命有大大的改变，如果你允许的话。
Now, at first, it might seem a little scary to believe, but the resurrected Jesus can give you a whole new life.
你相不相信复活的耶稣能够给你一个全新的生命
？And it all depends on your point of view.
这个完全决定于你怎么看。
In John chapter 20. We have three views of the resurrection of Jesus.
约翰福音二十章有三个如何去看待耶稣复活的这个事情的观点。
But only one of them is life transforming.
但这三种观点当中只有一个能够改变人的生命。
And so we pick up the account in John chapter 20, beginning in verse 5, where we read that on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, and she found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him."
所以约翰福音二十章一到五节这里说到，七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。
Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stoopedAnd looked in, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in.
所以彼得和那个门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑。那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。
Now the other disciple that's mentioned here is John, the author of this gospel.
所以这里提到的那个门徒就是约翰，就是约翰福音的作者那个约翰。
And it says here in verse 5 that he saw the linen wrappings.
所以第五节这里说到约翰他低头往里面看的时候看见了细麻布还放在那里。
In other words, he noticed those linen cloths lying there.
所以他看见了细麻布。
The Greek word for saw here simply means that he had the ability to see some physical objects.
所以看见这个词如果去看希腊文的话它代表一个人能够看见物体的能力。
No particular insight is implied.
所以这个仅仅就是眼睛能看见并没有暗示着什么能力。
It's just that he saw something unusual, grave clothes with no body in them.
所以他只是看见了这个裹尸布但是裹尸布里面没有人。
That's like the way some people watch football.
这种观点呢，可能就跟大家可能看球赛差不多。
Maybe you're flipping through the channels looking for a cooking show, and you just happen upon maybe the Super Bowl, and you watch for a few minutes.
可能就像你正在不停地换遥控器、换台，然后想找一下怎么做菜这个烹饪的频道，结果你换到了一个正在转播这个橄榄球的这样的一个频道，然后你就停了一下。
And you see two groups of men opposing each other.Throwing and kicking and running with an odd-shaped ball they call a football.
然后你就看见有两队人，他们彼此对立，然后就围着一个橄榄球，一个椭圆形的球状，在激烈的竞争。
You see, quote unquote, a football game, but you have no idea what is going on.
所以人们看见这个词牧师用了这个引号，看见了一场橄榄球赛，但其实却不知道球赛的规则。
So you flip the TV channel to the Food Network and you watch an episode of Chopped.
所以然后你看了一会儿这个球赛呢，然后你转到烹饪的频道看这个电视上别人怎么去切菜。
And I think that's the way some people see the resurrection.
所以这可能就是有些人怎么所谓的看见十字架和复活。
They see a picture of a cross and an empty tomb, but it doesn't mean anything to them.
他们确实眼睛看见了十字架和空的坟墓的图片，但这对他们并没有任何的意义。
They really don't understand it.
所以他们根本不明白那意味着什么。
So they move on to something else.
所以他们的生活继续。
And maybe that's where you are this afternoon.
也许今天下午你是不是也是处在这种境地
？You came here to church, or maybe you're listening in.
你可能实体来了教会，也可能在网上听正道。
And you know that this is the Easter season.
你知道现在还在这个复活节的这样的一个气氛当中。
But it doesn't make any sense to you.
但是复活节有什么意义呢？对你可能没有任何的意义。
And so I ask you, don't just peek at the resurrection this afternoon.
所以我来挑战一下大家，不要只是窥探一下复活。
Don't just notice an empty tomb and move on to something else.
不要只是窥探了一下这个空的坟墓，然后你们的生活就没有任何改变的继续。
Instead, I want you to ponder the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我挑战大家要花点时间来思考琢磨耶稣基督的复活。
I want you to think about it.
我希望你们来稍微想一下思想。
I want you to consider it more deeply.
我希望你们能够好好的深层次来思考一下。
That's what Peter did. Look at this in verse 6. Then Simon Peter arrived and he went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there.
那就是西门彼得做了什么？他思考了。这里第六节写到，西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里。
Now it says that Peter noticed the linen wrappings.
所以彼得就看见细麻布还放在那里。
In the Greek, it's the word for theorize, which from which we get the word theorize.
所以希腊文这里的看见，虽然中文是一样的，这个希腊文原文的意思是说建立一个理论，试图来解释。
In other words, unlike John, Peter saw those linen cloths, and he thought about what it all could mean.
所以这个时候这里呢有个对比彼得跟约翰不一样彼得是看见了，然后进去看，然后并且思考想要来解释。
And he began to form some theories in his mind.
所以他希望在脑子里能够想一些原因、理由、理论来解释为什么会这样。
He pondered what he saw.
所以他思考，他一旦看见了，他就开始思考、琢磨。
And what did he see? Verse 6. Well, he noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings.
所以彼得就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。
Now Peter saw those linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been around Jesus' head.
所以彼得看见了那个细麻布还在那里，并且另外一处有耶稣的裹头巾。
And the head cloth was not lying with the other linen wrappings, but folded up by a place by itself.
这个裹头巾呢，它是单独在另外一处卷着。
Now, according to the Gospel of John, Jesus' body was wrapped according to the burial custom of the Jews.
所以根据约翰福音的记载呢，耶稣死的时候呢，被人用这个细麻布一层一层的给包裹起来了。
That is, it was wrapped like a mummy with strips of linen cloths.
这是追随当时的这个犹太人的这样的一个传统，这个包裹的过程就很像一个木乃伊。
And they were glued together with 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes.
所以，而且这个细麻布呢，一层一层的用75磅的这个墨药和芦荟一直在胶粘着。
Now myrrh is a sticky gum-like substance which comes from thorn bushes.
所以这个墨药呢，它是个非常粘的一个液体。
And aloes is a fragrant substance which comes from the eaglewood tree.
而这个芦荟呢，它是一个芳香的物质，它是来自樱木树。
And a face cloth was placed around the head of the body.
而脸上的这个裹头巾呢，其实就是裹在这个死人的这个头部。
And wrapped under the chin to keep the chin from sagging.
并且裹在人的这个下巴底下，以防止这个下颚脱落下垂。
And the face cloth was separate from the linen strips which wrapped the body.
所以这个裹头巾呢，这裹脸的这个巾呢，是跟身体的这个是分开的。
And so this is what Peter saw when he looked in Jesus' empty tomb.
所以这个就好像是当时彼得看见的空坟墓当中的情况，大家可以看到这个裹身体的这个裹细麻布跟这个裹脸的是分开的。
He saw the face cloth separate from the linen cloth.
所以这个裹脸的是跟裹身体的分开的。
But there was no body in it.
但是里面没有身体。
The body had simply disappeared.
这个身体消失了。
And it left the linen wrappings and the face cloth collapsed right where they had been.
所以这些裹身体的也好，裹脸的也好，都空在那里，但是他们是非常有规则的卷在那里。
Now that was certainly something for Peter to think about.
所以这个就引起了彼得要琢磨仔细思量。
If the body was stolen, as some people said, how could anybody take it without disturbing those mummy-like wrappings?
如果像当时有些人说的，如果耶稣的尸体是被人偷走了，那么耶稣的身体身上这个裹尸布不可能这么完整，肯定会掉落的到处都是。
Peter and John would have seen a wad of cloth all over the floor, like unrolled toilet paper.
所以如果真的是有人把耶稣的尸体给偷走了的话，可能这些裹尸布会一层层掉在地上，好像厕所地上到处掉落的这些没有规则的这个纸。
But no, the wrappings were still wrapped, but collapsed.
但是大家可以看到这个当时彼得看见的这个裹尸布呢，还是非常好像很完整的裹着，只是里面没有尸体。
And there was no body in it.
所以里面没有尸体。
Now that's what Peter was pondering or thinking about.
所以这个就引起了彼得他要好好的思考到底是怎么回事。
And that's what we need to ponder and think about as well.
所以这也是让我们值得去好好思考的。
Not only do we have an empty tomb, but we have empty grave cloths.
所以我们不光光有一个空的坟墓，我们还有这个裹尸布也是空的。
And so how do we explain it?
所以我们怎么来解释这个呢？
Well, again, think about some ways people watch a football game or the Super Bowl.
所以我们再来想想，当人们去看超级碗的时候。
Again, they may have been channel surfing when something caught their interest.
所以当人们在不停换频道的时候，有一些比较有趣的抓住了他们的眼球。
And they noticed that thousands of fans were all excited about some guy who was running with an odd-shaped ball.
所以大家可以看到，他们可能在电视上看见有成千上万的观众为一个人，在奔跑，拿着一个奇怪形状的球在奔跑而，非常的沸腾，欢呼。
And a whole bunch of other guys were running after him.
然后有其他几个人跟着这个领头的这个拿着球的人跟着他后面跑。
And when the guy with the ball crossed a line at the end of the field, everyone erupted with cheers. Yay! They all said.
但前面这个人他的拿球触地之后就看到观众席完全沸腾。
And the cheers were unbelievable.
而且那个沸腾欢呼声是无法让人理解的。
And then the team all lined up again.
然后这两队再次的集合。
And they kicked this ball through two poles.
然后把这个球又开始发球。
And again, everyone cheered, yay!
然后观众席又来了一阵欢呼声。
Now, you may not have understood the game whatsoever.
你可能完全不明白这个球赛是怎么回事。
But you found it interesting enough to watch it for a while.
但是你觉得它足够有趣让你看了一会儿。
And maybe that's your attitude toward the resurrection of Jesus.
也许这是你怎么看待十字架的一个态度。
You find the whole thing curious enough to pay some attention, and that's good.
所以一些人对复活很好奇，就对其有一定的关注。
I urge you to think about it.
我强烈要求你再多思考一些。
Because the thought of Jesus rising from the dead can be life-changing if you let it permeate your mind.
因为如果你允许的话，你多加思考的话，耶稣从死里复活这个好消息可以改变你的生命。
That's what happened to Alistair McGrath.
我们再来谈谈这个人叫阿里斯特·麦格拉斯。
He was a former atheist who has since become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他以前是个坚定的无神论者，后来他转变成一个基督徒。
And he's a professor of science and religion at the University of Oxford.
他是这个牛津的一个科学家。
He said, as a young man, I was a grumpy, arrogant scientist.
然后他以前声称过他是一个无神论者，他也是一个科学家。
I was totally convinced there was no God.
他完全相信世上没有神。
And that anyone thought there was a God needed to be locked up for their own good.
他觉得任何这个相信这个世上有神的人都应该被关禁闭。
He said, I majored in the sciences and won a scholarship to study chemistry at Oxford University.
他是一个科学家，他拿到了牛津的奖学金学习化学。
And he said, I had every reason to believe that studying the scientists would confirm my belief that there was no God.
所以对他来说很难让他从无神论者转变成一个基督徒。
One summer, he said, I read Plato's Republic.
然后一个夏天呢，他开始读柏拉图的一本名著叫《理想国》。
I couldn't make any sense of what I read, he said.
他说整本书对他来说都说不通。
But there was one image that etched itself in my mind.
但是书中有一个图画呢，深深烙印在他心里。
Plato asked us to imagine a group of men trapped in a cave, knowing only a world of flickering shadows cast by a fire.
柏拉图在书中说，邀请读者来想象有一群人被困在了山洞里，他们唯一所知道的就是一个闪烁的阴影，由这个篝火所产生的闪烁的阴影这样一个世界，其他他们一无所知。
And having experienced no other world, they assumed that the shadows were the only reality.
因为这些人他们没有经历过任何除此之外的世界，所以他们相信这个阴影就是唯一的现实。
Yet the reader knew and was meant to know that there was another world beyond the cave waiting to be discovered.
但是读者知道，应该知道，事实上还有另外一个世界，除了山洞之外，所以是被这个世界等待被发现。
Now McGrath said he agreed with the group of men that were trapped in the cave.
然后麦格拉斯就说，他自己很像那群被困在山洞里的人。
What you see is what you get, he said, and that's the end of the matter.
然后你看见的就是你所相信的，所以这就是事情的结局。
And yet, he said, a still small voice within me whispered words of doubt.
但是他承认说，仍然有一个细微的一个非常小的声音在他里面，对他窃窃私语有一些疑惑。
What if this world is only part of the story?
假如他们所看见的这个世界只是故事的一部分呢？
What if this world is only a shadowland?
如果我们眼睛看到这个世界只是一个虚幻的世界呢？
What if there is something more wonderful that's beyond this world?
如果万一还有比我们所看见这个世界更加奇妙的世界怎么办呢？
Now McGrath was a committed atheist, believing only what he could see.
所以麦格拉斯以前是一个非常坚定的无神论者，只相信他眼睛所看见的。
But he started thinking about the possibilities beyond.What he couldn't see.
但是因为读了柏拉图这本书呢，他开始思考所见世界之外的可能性。
And eventually, that led him to true faith and genuine faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, even as an Oxford-trained scientist.
最终呢，这样的思考引导追寻引导他这样一个牛津的一个科学家，对耶稣基督有了真实的信仰。
Christianity can withstand close examination.
基督教呢可以经得起非常严格的这样的一个检验。
Don't be afraid to really think about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
不要害怕去检验耶稣基督的复活。
Don't be afraid to examine it closely and just see where the facts lead you.
不要害怕你要去仔细考究会有什么问题，看看事实会将你带往哪里。
And so don't just peek at the resurrection.
所以不要只是窥探一下复活。
Ponder it, think about it.
思考琢磨一下耶稣基督的复活
until you begin to perceive the reality of the resurrection
直到你能体会理解复活的真相
until you begin to understand it and believe it like John the other disciple
直到你能够体会你能够理解复活是什么意思就像约翰一样
verse 8 tells us then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in and he saw andBelieved.
所以这个耶稣所爱的门徒约翰后来在第八节写道先到坟墓的那门徒也进去看见就信了
Now again in the original Greek this is yet a third word for the word to see
所以这里的看见是希腊文当中第三个不一样的词看见
And this word means to understand
所以这里的看见是说去理解
To realize
去意识到
To perceive itWhen John saw the linen clothes a second time, he understood what had happened.
当约翰第二次近距离的去看这个细麻布的时候，他明白了。
He realized the significance of their arrangement.
所以他完全明白眼前这一切的安排到底意味着什么。
And he believed.
所以约翰相信了。
Jesus indeed did rise from the dead.
耶稣的的确确死而复活。
Now, if someone, John reasoned, had moved the body, they would not have left the strips of grave cloths intact as they were.
如果真的有人所当时怀疑的说，如果有人偷了耶稣的尸体，那耶稣的这个裹尸布不可能那样完完整整。
Or if Jesus really hadn't died, as some were suggested, but only fainted,
如果像有些人也怀疑的说，耶稣没有完全死透，耶稣只是晕了。
And then after being in the cool tomb for a while, he revived and said to everybody that he was alive from the dead.
然后晕了的耶稣在这个冷冷的这个坟墓里面，然后又清醒过来，又活过来了。
And if that be the case, how did he get out of the grave?
所以那样，那也要想想，如果真的是那样的话，耶稣怎么能够离开坟墓？
There was a 2-ton boulder sealing the tomb, and it was guarded by Roman soldiers.
当时埋葬耶稣的时候，在门口用了2吨的一个圆形的巨石，把这个坟墓口给封起来。
And Jesus would have had to walk out of the tomb with the grave clothes on.
然后那个门口还有罗马的兵丁守着。如果耶稣怎么能够把2吨的这个圆形的石头挪开，还能走出去
？And so the only logical conclusion for an empty tomb and the empty grave clothes was the fact that Jesus did indeed rise from the dead.
所以唯一能够解释耶稣能够就是他的裹尸布还能完整，他还能走出这样的圆形这个坟墓。所以这个唯一的解释就是耶稣的的确确死而复活。
And John saw this.
约翰看见了。
And he believed.
然后他就相信了。
And I urge you to do the same.
所以我也强烈的就是。
Examine the evidence and put your faith in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ.
我也强烈要求你们也好好去思考琢磨，也能将你的信仰放在这个建立根基在耶稣的死而复活上。
Trust him with your life and your destiny.
将你的生命和你真的是终极你的生命终极要去向哪里，建立根基在耶稣的死而复活上。
In his book Raised, Finding Jesus by Doubting the Resurrection, Jonathan Dodson talks about the resurrection as a dividing line.
乔纳森·多德森在他的这个书复活在怀疑耶稣的复活当中找到耶稣，他提到复活是一个分水岭。
The resurrection is like a river that parts a road.
这个复活呢，就像一条河横在一条路中间。
And people are on the road approaching the river.
人们在开车好像在走向一条路，走向远方。
And they arrive at the river of the resurrection.
然后他们来到了这个复活之河。
And they look across where the road continues.
然后他们看到河的对岸，看见继续有路继续往前延伸。
And they see some cars over there.
而且他们在对岸的路上看见了车。
And in your doubt, you can't imagine how did they get to the other side.
所以你可能没有办法想象那些车是怎么从此岸到彼岸。
How did they get across?
他们怎么过去的
？In other words, how can a rational person come to believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead?
所以换句话说，在信仰上。为什么理性的人竟然会相信耶稣死了，然后死而复活
？Well, faith is the ferry.
所以信仰呢，就好像那个渡轮。
And that can take you from the riverbank of doubt to the other side of belief in the resurrection.
所以这个轮渡呢，可以将你从充满疑惑的此岸带到相信复活的彼岸。
Now it's not blind faith.
所以这个不是麻木的相信。
You don't cross by closing your eyes and wishing Jesus' resurrection was true.
你不是说把眼睛一闭，你就相信耶稣复活了。
You cross with your eyes wide open.
你相反的，你把你的眼睛睁大。
It's an informed faith.
这是一个理性的信仰。
Faith in a historical resurrection.
所以是曾经相信历史上的这样的复活。
Faith attested by hundreds of witnesses.
相信上百个人为此做的见证。
As well as an empty tomb and empty grave clothes.
还有这个空坟墓和空的裹尸布所做的见证。
And when you truly ponder the resurrection and examine the evidence, there's no other conclusion. Jesus rose from the dead.
所以当你仔细思考、琢磨复活并查验证据，没有其他的解释，只能是耶稣死而复活了。
And so you must see it and believe it, just like John did.
所以你只能看见并相信，就像约翰一样。
You must get on that ferry called faith.
所以你必须走上那个轮渡，那个叫信仰的轮渡。
And faith is more than just accepting facts and believing that they are true.
所以信仰呢，不光光只是看见我们眼睛所看到的事实。
Faith is putting your life and your eternal destiny on those facts.
信仰就是将你的生命和你永恒的归宿建立在这些事实上面。
Consider penicillin, that famous antibiotic discovered by Alexander Fleming.
大家想一想，这个盘尼西林就是我们说的青霉素，它当时是被亚历山大发现的。
That drug is responsible for saving the lives of countless individuals who would have otherwise died from various forms of blood poisoning.
所以这个抗生素当时救了成千上万的人，让他们不至于死于这个血液中毒。
And think of faith like that.
然后大家也想一想，信仰。
First of all, you have to accept that penicillin exists.
所以你必须先接受盘尼西林存在。
And then you have to believe that it has the ability to cure blood poisoning.
所以然后你要相信这个青霉素它有医治的功效，它能医治你不至于死于这个血液中毒。
But nothing's going to change unless you receive the drug which it contains.
除非你服下，你吃这个盘尼西林，不然不会有任何的变化。
By faith, you have to allow that drug to destroy the bacteria which is slowly killing you.
所以把这个通过这样的一个小信念，你才能去吃这个青霉素，你才能会有所身体有所变化。
Unless you receive it, that's not true faith.
除非你能接受，不然不是一个真正的信仰。
Now, in the same way, you have to accept the fact that the resurrection of Jesus Christ exists.
所以同样的，你必须先接受耶稣的复活的确发生。
And you have to believe that he can cure you from your sins.
所以你必须相信耶稣能把你从你的罪中救出来。
But nothing's going to happen unless you receive him into your life.
除非你将耶稣接到你的生命当中，否则你的生命不会有任何改变。
You have to allow Jesus to destroy that sin which is slowly killing you.
所以你必须让耶稣把你生命当中罪给除去，不然那个罪一直在让你渐渐走向死亡。
You must trust Jesus enough to let him into your life and begin to make those changes that only he can make.
所以你必须将耶稣接受到你的生命当中，让他来在你身上做改变的工作。
He can replace your bitterness with his love.
他可以把你的苦毒变成他的喜乐甘甜。
He can replace your fear and worry with his peace.
他可以用他的平安来代替你的惧怕和忧虑。
He can replace your depression with his joy.
他可以用他的喜乐来代替你的抑郁。
And so let him do it for you today.
所以让耶稣在你身上做这一切吧。
Trust the one who died on the cross for your sins and rose again.
相信那为你的罪死在十字架上，并为你死而复活的耶稣吧。
By faith, receive Jesus into your life and let him to begin that change from the inside out.
相信耶稣，将耶稣接受到你的生命当中，让他来做改变的工作。
And so don't just peek at the resurrection.
所以不要只是窥探一下复活。
Ponder it. Think about it.
思考琢磨耶稣基督的复活。
And then perceive the reality of it.
并体会理解复活的真相。
In other words, like John, you need to see and believe.
所以你必须像约翰一样，看见就相信。
And then you need to proclaim the resurrection.
然后你还需要宣告传扬复活。
That is, you need to tell others about your resurrected Lord.
所以你需要去告诉到处去告诉别人复活的主。
You have to describe to them what you have seen him do in your own life.
所以你要向别人见证死而复活的耶稣在你身上做了什么。
Now John and Peter failed to do this right away.
当时约翰和彼得呢并没有那么做。
Verse 10 tells us they went home.
所以第十节这里说他们回自己的住处去了。
Now here they had just witnessed the miracle of the ages, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but they didn't tell anybody about it.
他们当时确实看到了这个史无前例的奇迹，耶稣死而复活了，但是他们当时只是回家了。
They took their faith home and they kept it to themselves.
所以他们只是回家了，并且把这个信仰只局限于自己。
But not Mary Magdalene.
但是并不是，这并不是抹大拉的玛利亚所做的。
When she saw the resurrected Lord, she couldn't keep the good news to herself.
所以抹大拉的玛利亚当时看到死而复活的耶稣，她不能只将这个好消息给她自己留着，她到处传扬。
She had to tell somebody.
她必须要告诉别人。
She had to share this wonderful good news.
她需要和别人去分享这个奇妙的消息。
And so we read in John 20, beginning in verse 11, Mary was standing outside the tomb crying as she wept. She stood and looked in.She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting on the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. Dear woman, why are you crying? The angels asked her. Because they have taken away my Lord, she replied, and I don't know where they have put him.
所以约翰福音二十章十一到十六节这里写道，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。就见两个天使穿着白衣在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪去了，我不知道放在哪里。”
She turned and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him and I will go get him." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is a Hebrew for "my teacher."
说了这话就转过身来看见耶稣站在那里却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼，拉波尼就是我的夫子，我的老师的意思。
Now Mary recognized Jesus for who he was, her very own teacher, having come alive from the dead.
所以当时抹大拉的玛利亚就立刻意识到那是耶稣，那是他死而复活的耶稣，他的老师。
She thought she had lost him for good.
她以为耶稣她失去耶稣了。
But now he was there, standing right there in front of her.
但是那个时候耶稣就活生生地站在她面前。
And she wasn't about to let him go again.
所以他想紧紧抓住耶稣，不让他再走。
Don't cling to me, Jesus said, for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. And then she gave them his message.
耶稣说不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，看，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见主了。他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
Mary saw the resurrected Jesus, and she told her friends all about him.
抹大拉的玛利亚看见她死而复活的耶稣，她就去迫不及待地告诉她的朋友们。
She just couldn't keep that good news to herself.
她不能只把这样的好消息只让自己知道。
And in the same way, we need to share the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以同样的，我们也需要去告诉别人，我们那复活的主是何等的奇妙。
Don't stay at home with your faith.
所以不要坐在家里只是你自己一个人知道这样的信仰。
Tell somebody.
告诉别人。
Tell somebody how wonderful your resurrected Lord is.
告诉别人你那复活的主是何等的奇妙。
And you may be familiar with Heinz 57 varieties of pickles.
你们可能对于这个很熟悉，就是亨氏它有57种不同的腌黄瓜。
The Heinz products are still on the shelves today.
这个亨氏它今天还有电视上很多的广告。
And Mr. Heinz was a committed believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
亨氏是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
And one day after an evangelistic service, the speaker turned to him and he said, Mr. Heinz, you're a believer. But with all of your energy, why aren't you more energetic for the Lord Jesus Christ?
然后在一次福音布道会的活动当中，有一个人对问亨氏说：“你是一个基督徒，但是你怎么没有把你对于你这个事业的这样精力充沛的这样的一些精力放在传扬耶稣基督身上
？”Well, Mr. Heinz went home angry. He was offended by what was said, but that night he couldn't sleep.
亨氏听到这个话，他当下其实非常的生气，所以晚上回家他一边生气到睡不着。
And finally, around 4 o'clock in the morning, he prayed that God would use him to lead others to the Savior.
所以直到早上四点亨氏开始祷告，求神会使用他将其他人引导到救主面前。
A day or so later, he was at a meeting of bank presidents.
然后那一天下午的时候，他要跟一个银行家要见面。
And he turned to the guy that was sitting next to him and spoke of his joy in knowing Jesus.
然后他突然转向一个银行家，对他说：“认识主耶稣是多么美好的一个事情。”
And the man gave Mr. Heinz a look of surprise.
然后这个人非常奇怪地看着亨氏。
And he said, "I knew that you were a Christian."
他说：“我知道你是个基督徒。”
But I wondered many times why you never spoke to me about salvation.
我好奇了很多次，为什么你从来没有跟我谈一谈你的耶稣基督
？Well, that bank president became the first of 267 people, people of different varieties, of all walks of life, that Mr. Hines led to faith in Christ.
然后那个银行家成为亨氏带领信主的其中之一。然后亨氏后来前前后后引领了267个来自社会各个阶层的人信主。
267 people led to Christ.
267个人因亨氏的带领而信主。
Now that can be your experience as well.
这也可以成为你的经历。
You need to pray like Mr. Hines did, Lord, use me to lead others to the Savior.
你可以像亨氏一样做同样的祷告，祷告求神使用你将其他人引导到耶稣基督救主面前。
And then look for opportunities to share.
然后积极地寻找机会去传扬福音。
If you pray, God will give you those opportunities.
如果你向神祷告，祷告神一定会给你这样的机会。
And he'll use you to bring others to Christ.
神一定会使用你将其他人引到耶稣面前。
If nothing more, invite them to attend church with you here at FCCCC.
如果不行的话，还有个最基本的你可以做的就是带其他人来南康州华人基督教会一起敬拜。
You know, we need to enjoy the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们必须要去享受欢喜快乐因着耶稣基督的复活。
Don't just peek at it.
不要只是窥探一下复活。
Ponder it, think about it.
思考琢磨一下耶稣基督的复活。
Perceive and understand the reality of it.
体会理解复活的真相。
And then proclaim it to as many people as God gives you opportunity.
然后向尽多人的人去宣告传扬耶稣基督的复活。
And that way you, like Mary Magdalene, will know the real joy of the resurrection.
然后你就会像抹大拉的玛利亚一样，你能够享受耶稣基督复活给你带来的喜乐。
And you'll know the real joy of seeing your life transformed by the resurrected Christ.
你也会看到你的生命因着耶稣基督的复活而有大的改变而带来的喜乐。
And you'll know the joy of other lives being transformed.
你看见别人的生活因此因耶稣基督死而复活能够被改变，你也会相当的喜乐。
You see, Jesus gives us something to live for.
所以你看见耶稣给我们我们能够为他而活。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
阿爸天父，我们真的为耶稣基督的死而复活献上感恩。
And thank you, Lord, that we don't have to doubt it.
感谢主，我们不需要为此而怀疑。
There's plenty of evidence to support it.
那里有成千上万的证据可以证明死而复活的的确确发生。
And I pray that each one here will believe it with all of their heart.
我希望在座的今天每一位都能真的是他们心里相信耶稣基督真的死而复活。
And I pray like Mary that we'll not keep it to ourselves, but that we'll share it with others.
我祷告在座的每一位像抹大拉的玛利亚一样不是将这个耶稣基督死而复活的大好消息只是留给我们自己，也到处去传扬给别人。
Because this is our true hope.
因为这是我们真正的盼望。
The only way to have eternal life is through Jesus.
我们能够有永生的生命的唯一的途径就是通过耶稣基督的死而复活。
And his resurrection proves that it is so.
这个耶稣基督的死而复活证明了这些。
Now bless us, I pray, in Jesus' name.
祝福我们，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
Amen.